You're having hot flashes. The belly fat crept up on you. And surprise, surprise, you also notice a few hairs on your chin. Is this you? Have you considered that it's your hormones? Do me a favor. I want you to go right now to Happy Mammoth and take their free two-minute quiz, which can help you get to the root of your hormonal symptoms. Just answer a few questions to get a personalized recommendation to help you maintain optimal hormone levels. I took it myself. I sure did. And it gave me personalized insights in recommended Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is an herbal formula that addresses key players in how your body functions, including stress hormones. Curious about yours? Go take that two-minute quiz. It's an easy way to know where to start. In a survey, 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw improved mood, and 100% said that Hormone Harmony helped them feel like themselves again. Ready to start feeling like yourself again? Head over to happymammoth.com and take their free two-minute hormone quiz today to find the ultimate answer to your stubborn hormonal issues. And for a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with my code SELFCARE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code SELFCARE for 15% off today. Hey, hey, what's going on? You are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree, and I'm the host of the show, as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, rest, abundance, and liberation for Black women. In today's episode, I am actually digging into the mailbag, i.e. Instagram messages. I received a message, from a Black woman who wanted me to talk more about just my journey from financial struggle, and also just how I am working through the tax debt that I owe with the IRS. So I believe I talked about that in last week's episode or in the last couple of episodes. If you haven't had a chance to listen to that, girl, go ahead and listen to that maybe after this episode. But you know, let's just go ahead and jump right into it. So I want to say that I'm not a tax professional. I'm just speaking the way I feel like the spirit is moving me, because I definitely want to get out of a space where I'm feeling shame or embarrassed about talking about my financial struggle, because I am currently right now in this moment, okay? Let's be very clear. Going through some things financially. And like I mentioned in the last podcast episode, I feel like it's just a loop. Okay, that it just continues to go. I get out of debt, I get back into debt. I pay off all my credit cards, I run up the cards. You know what I'm saying? So for a variety of reasons. And so I don't want to be a slave to my story. I don't want to be ashamed of my story. I want to work through this, okay, so I can get out of this loop, and because that for me is a part of my liberation. And so, yeah, I want to be direct and honest about where I am, because I know that by me sharing, it can hopefully help other Black women who are currently in a situation like this, help them to feel seen, supported, understood, heard, loved. You know, things happen in life, and I will not allow myself to continue to feel stuck in my story. I just want to move forward. And it's taken me many, many years to get to this place. I just have to be 100% with you. Many, many years. And that's due to my, you know, trauma, my mindset, how I feel about myself, how I felt about myself, what I've gone through, my conditioning, how I was raised, you know, not pointing fingers, not saying it's that fault, that fault, that fault. It's not that. It's just that is a part of my story. And though I do feel like I am living a more abundant life currently right now, it's not in all ways. Okay, I feel like I'm definitely flowing in the relationship, or I should say friendship relationship. I ain't dating right now, child. but that department, I feel like I am aligning more with peace and self-love and taking care of myself and allowing myself to be supported and nature. And so there's different ways to feel abundant. My goal in 2025 is to really hunker down. And excuse my French, really figure this shit out when it comes to this cycle that I'm in with my financial situation, struggle, poverty mindset, scarcity mindset, as it pertains to money. And it's all connected. it's all connected. So I know that on a subconscious level, there's still some work to be done, but that's what I'm working on right now. Just finances, money mindset, getting out of debt, staying out of bad debt, okay, because there's differences in debt, but staying out of bad debt, that kind of thing, because I'm just tired of being on this hamster wheel. I am ready to progress and move forward. So let me go ahead and read this question, and then we're going to get into it, all right? So let's see here. So she says, I hope you're doing well. I just finished listening to your episode where you mentioned wanting to talk about breaking your cycle of financial struggle in 2025. And I really appreciated your transparency. You also said if we had any update requests to leave a comment, but I didn't see an option on YouTube or Apple Podcasts. So I hope it's okay to reach out here. If you're open to sharing, I'd love an update on what steps you've had to take to resolve your IRS/tax issues. I'm dealing with my own tax challenges and honestly don't even know where to start once I'm in a position to correct things. Hearing about your experience could be really helpful and reassuring. Thank you for all you do with Brown Girl Self-Care. Your honesty and wisdom are truly appreciated. Looking forward to the next episode. So I don't want to say her name out of respect, but thank you, girl, for the message. I really appreciate it. And I did respond to you. Hopefully you did get my response a few days ago. But let's just talk about it, okay? Let's just be real about it, all right? Because again, I'm not here to placate. I'm not here to sugarcoat. I'm not here to hide behind. I'm not here to do any of those things. I can't. I just refuse. My journey and where I am thus far, I'm sure that years ago, even just a few years ago, I would have hid behind where I am, but I'm just not in that place anymore. I am not my struggle. I am not the mistakes that I've made, like that India RE song, I am not my hair. Like I am not like the mistakes that I have made. I am not my struggle. So I want to just talk about it because I know that talking about it is going to help break the cycle, not only for me, but also for you, sis, if you're in a similar situation, okay? So first of all, I want to mention that she says that, where does she say it? You also said if we had any update requests to leave a comment, but I didn't see an option on YouTube or Apple Podcasts. So she sent me a message on Instagram. So I want to say that your girl is... This is a part of my story and my identity, okay? I'm in a place where I'm feeling scattered right now. I feel like I'm being pulled in various directions, and I've felt like that for some time. And that's one of the reasons why I have not been able to just reopen, for example, the webpage. It's because I just feel like I'm being pulled at multiple ends. And so that's why you didn't know where to send a comment. Because I probably haven't told you, or I may have said email me or something like that. I say that sometimes. But, so that's something that I'm working on, all right? I'm working to be able to show up in a way that better serves. And so that's where I am right now. So when I get messages and stuff on Instagram, et cetera, I just feel overwhelmed and yada, yada, yada. But I'm working through some things, okay? But you can leave a comment/question on Spotify. So if you're listening on Spotify, that is where you can leave a comment. Or you can email me any requests you might have at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. All right? All right. So just wanted to make sure that I put that out there, okay? So, talking about breaking my cycle of financial struggle in 2025, like, that for me is major because I'm not sure if I've ever really shared many, many things about my finances. I've definitely talked about like just having a scarcity mindset at some point and living in a place of struggle as a child and a young adult. And even decades later, I was making mistakes. I was out there buying new cars. I was living paycheck to paycheck. And when I talk about this, please view it from the mindset of separating myself just for these conversations from these systems that we exist in, okay? I know that it's not logically possible to do that, but I want to make it clear that even though we are living in some systems that are doing their damnedest to keep us oppressed, stressed, broke, hating ourselves, stripped away of all of our rights and those kind of things. Like, I recognize that, but I'm talking about the things within me that definitely are connected, okay, to that. But I'm speaking directly to the things that are in me that I have allowed me to stay in these loops, and me working through those things and allowing myself to heal and to learn and to try different things, okay? So again, can't really separate the things, but I'm trying to just be very clear about some of the choices that I made because I was struggling mentally, or I was making decisions out of pain or just things of that nature, okay? But yeah, financial journey, financial struggles, that has been a part of my life seemingly almost forever. I was thinking back about how there have been several times in my life that just jumped out of me, how at pretty much every year of age I can think of, someone else, like a friend or whomever, has had to step in and do something for me financially or help me financially so that I could do something, okay? And it's not to say that I have not helped people financially, because I have. And I think that's also a part of why I kind of end up in situations like this. That's not the whole reason why, but I do like overgive. And I've mentioned this before, if I see someone in the community struggling, I just have it in my heart to like give and overgive, because I just want to see that person. I don't want to see that person struggling. I don't want to see that person hungry. I don't want to see that person stressed out. But then that'll put me in a bad situation. But I still do it. I still do it. So like I said, girl, I'm really doing my best to work through some things here, okay? But as it pertains to my tax situation, I'm going to try to explain and keep this concise, but y'all know I'll be talking, okay? So this is where I am right now. I mentioned probably last year, I'm guessing, or recently, that I owe the IRS, I don't have the paperwork in front of me, but if I had to guess, I owe the IRS probably anywhere from $11,000 to $13,000, I would guess. And that's a lot of damn money. It may not be a lot of damn money for some of y'all, but that's a lot of damn money for me right now, okay? And if it's not a lot of money for you, send your girl a check for $10,000. I will be ever so happy, okay? But this is how it happened. This is how it went down. So when you are operating a business, when you're operating a business, and I kind of chuckle because though I have the podcast and I have income coming from the podcast, I laugh because I haven't sold a product in probably like at least 2 years. I'm not promoting anything. I am not actively trying to bring in any income at all other than what I get from doing the podcast sponsorships. All right. Make that make sense. So that's why I chuckled. Okay. It's a good key. Anyway, what had happened was, so when I quit my job in 2019, I'm trying to give you also a clear picture of kind of like how I ended up in this situation, all right? Bad choices, but also choices that I felt like I just needed to make, okay? So when I quit my job in 2019, which I quit because I just could not take another day, I was completely fried and stressed out, had gone through depression and some other things. Plus, on top of that, I had not even begun to really start addressing my childhood issues and just different things that I have been dealing with, right? So I quit my job September 2019, and it was a really good thing for me in some regards, but it made things harder. Obviously, we live in a system where, you know, capitalism is king. Grind culture is king. Like, you got to make money. You got to pay all the bills. You got to, you know what I'm saying? You know the struggle. But I just couldn't be there anymore. I couldn't fake it anymore. I couldn't smile anymore. I couldn't do the same things day in and day out. I was going to work. I was crying. Like, I was just a mess. It was just a mess. And I just felt in my heart that I was being called for more, and I was being called to step out of that job. Okay, now that might sound crazy because, girl, you broke, right? You're struggling. How was you called to leave and do, and you know what I'm saying? I do feel like I was called, but I don't feel like I was doing necessarily all the steps. And I feel like that's another reason why I'm in this position now. And I'm working through that. But yeah, I stepped out on faith, and it was good, like I said, for the most part, but then the money troubles just, you know, you can't outrun the struggles that you have. Like, you literally just cannot outrun them. You might move to another state. You might get in another relationship, like whatever it is, you might get another job, but you cannot outrun whatever unhealed parts of you need to be addressed. They're just going to continue to show up. It may be in different ways. It may not look exactly the same every single time, but those challenges, they are going to show up. You cannot outrun things that need to be addressed, things that need to be said, unhealed areas that need to be looked at. Like, you, it's just not possible. It's just not possible, right? And so when I quit my job, I wasn't really thinking about any of this. I was just like, I got to get the heck out of here. I'm done. I cannot come into this place another day. I feel like I'm called for more. I feel like there is something else I'm supposed to be doing, and this is not it. And I'm going to step out on faith, and, you know, I'm going to just see what happens. And that, I know that sounds crazy because, again, I'm a single Black mom. Let's see, in 2019, my daughter was, oh God, how old was she? Let's say 14. I don't even know how old she was. I'm trying to do the math. The math is not mathing right now, but she was a teenager. She was a teenager, and, you know, I was barely getting any money from child support, and now I have no income. But pretty much every step of the way, y'all, I'm not even kidding you, and I know I've shared this before, but I'm going to say it again. Every step of the way, I have been supported one way or another. One way or another. So when I quit my job, you know, when you quit, you're not supposed to get unemployment. You just need to go on and find another job. Something in my spirit said, file that unemployment paperwork anyway. And I just told somebody this a few days ago. If you quit your job, file the unemployment paperwork anyway. I'm not saying that you're going to get it, but if you don't file it, you definitely ain't going to get it. All right. Because when you quit your job, you're not supposed to, but you just never know. You just never know. I am the pudding in the proof, or the proof in the pudding, however they say it. Because when I quit my job and something told me in my spirit, just go on and file that paperwork, I filed it, I filled it out, turned it in probably electronically, and got approved. I got approved for unemployment. And I was on unemployment, gosh, if I had to guess, I was on unemployment for maybe a year or two. I'm not even sure. Let's just say 2 years. And, you know, that I was just making it do what it do. I wasn't really bringing in much income, but somehow we were okay. So then, and by the way, my job tried to fight that unemployment, but they ended up losing because they never even showed up. They were supposed to show up virtually for the court thing because they took me to court. They didn't show up. The judge came out and said, they didn't even show up. Don't even worry about this. You good. Have a nice day. And that was that on that. So like I said, you never know how things will work for you in your favor. Just do the things that you know that you can do and just see what happens. So then in maybe like 2021, now this one is really like, oof, girl. So I had a 401k and I probably had, let's say $30,000 in my 401k. I don't recall the exact amount, to be honest with you, but it was probably around there. And so I think it was like 2020. I ended up cashing in, or whatever it's called, my 401k. Looking back on it, obviously, it's not a decision. It never was a decision that I wanted to do, but Yeah, I did do that. And, you know, again, no shame, no guilt. I'm just, this is just a part of my story. But luckily, I did put aside, I think you're supposed to put aside like, I forget what the penalty is, maybe 10 to 20%. I did put that aside, didn't spend it. So when tax time came around, luckily I didn't owe because, well, I did obviously, but I had it, I was able to send it, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm still just like rolling along. I think 3 years ago in 2022 is when I signed on to get, to officially get podcast sponsorships. And so, and a sponsorship, by the way, is the advertisements that you hear, the ads that you hear. This month, well, I know that I have one for like Wonderful Protein. I love Wonderful Protein. They do have a sponsorship or whatever, but I'm just saying, I really love Wonderful Protein. But, you know, it's the ads that you hear. And I do my damnedest to only bring to you the things that I really, really like or enjoy or feel like they benefit me in some way. I've used it, or if I haven't, I've done so much research. Like, I'm not just showing up every week and talking about something that I do not like, don't give a damn about. And I'm sure I would have made more money by now for sure. And maybe I wouldn't have these financial problems, but I just can't do it. I just cannot do it. I will not do it. I just do not have the heart to do that. I feel like the money to be made for me, it will not require that. But I haven't figured out what that is yet. But me being dishonest, it will never be that. I can't do it. So that's why I never say that I'm like an influencer or anything like that. Not that influencers are bad, don't come for me. But some of them talk about any and every damn thing. And you can tell that it's only for the check. And that's just not a part of my core values. I just can't do it. Anyway. Like I was saying. So I think that was in 2020, if I'm not mistaken, that I did that. And then 2021 or 2022 is when I really started doing the sponsorships, okay? And we've had several over the last 2 or 3 years, and I'm ever so thankful for them, ever so thankful. So here's where I messed up. Okay. And I got away with it year one because it's just the way the taxes worked out. But the year where I had the issue with the taxes, which I believe was 2023 is, I believe, where I had the issue. I was not putting money aside to pay for the taxes. I wasn't putting money aside for like the tax part. So, you know, that is like, if you are in business and you're not putting money aside, you're most likely doing yourself a great disservice. And I really don't want you to be in a position like me. The problem is, or not the problem, but the challenge was that I was using that money not to go to casino night in Vegas, not to buy a new car, not to make it rain at the strip on a stripper pole or some strip or whatever. Like, it wasn't taking, you know, all these fancy trips. Girl, I wasn't going really nowhere. It wasn't about that, to my knowledge, buying all these extravagant things. And, you know, like I wasn't really. The thing is, I was using that money to keep the household going. Now, that's not an excuse. I'm just telling you what it is. I'm just making it plain. I was using that money to keep the household going because it was the only income that I had. And that's just it. Could I have gone out and gotten a job? Of course I could have. I don't want to say I should have. I could have for sure. But I'm telling y'all, like, mentally, I couldn't. Now, you know, quick aside here. I don't know if you can hear that sound, but Callie, my dog, has decided to come here, hitch up her leg, and start grooming and cleaning herself. So it's really annoying, that sound. But I don't know if you'll hear that or not. But yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm sure that I could have definitely gone out and gotten a job and continue to be miserable and burn myself out. I just didn't do it. I didn't want to do it. And I just felt like, you know, brown girl self-care was really going to, I just needed to put my time and attention into that. Sit down, mama. Sit down. I just needed to sit, have a seat. Sit. Good girl. Sorry, y'all. I just felt like I was being led to just continue staying the course. And so that's what I did. Can you not breathe on the microphone? So that's what I did. And so, yeah, tax, like Uncle Sam don't give a damn. Uncle Sam does not give a damn. You hear me? You need to make sure you're putting that money aside, or at least some of it if you can. And actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm lying. I was putting money aside and had ended up having like a little nest egg of about maybe $6,000. I might be getting my timelines mixed up, but actually, no. Okay. No. So yes, I owe that money. Oh, Callie, thank you. Yeah, I owe that money. I'm sorry, y'all. I owe that money. And, you know, it is what it is. And then the next year, okay, I had actually started saving. And I'm going to go back to what I did to address the tax issue. But the next year, I think this was last year, ended up saving money because I was like, I'm not going to be in this position again. Had ended up saving probably like,
go ahead, Skims Fits Everybody collection. That's exactly what I said the first time I slipped into their crossover bra and boy short. Listen, I was not prepared for how this collection would fit my body like a glove because you see, I am blessed in the boob department, so I'm picky about bras. But the crossover bra, listen, soft, stretchy, supportive, without the digging, poking, or flattening. And then that boy short, I'ma tell you, it gives everything it needs to give. It feels like I'm wearing nothing, but I still feel comfy, I still feel covered, and I feel supported. Plus, this underwear stays exactly where it's supposed to. No rolling, no riding up, just smooth, second skin comfort. I love their cocoa color, but Skims has so many beautiful skin tone shades to choose from. You cannot choose wrong. So shop Skims Fits Everybody collection at skims.com and in Skims stores, available in sizes from extra, extra small to 4X. After you place your order, be sure to let them know I sent you. Select podcast in the survey and be sure to select Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast in the drop-down menu that follows.
You know a snack is elite when it causes conversation, right? And let's be real. Wonderful Pistachios? Yeah, they're that snack. Whether it's the crunch, the flavor, or the fact that they just hit every single time, people are always going to have something good to say. And there's a flavor for every vibe, from classic favorites to bold options like sweet chili and salt and pepper. Personally, I'm all about the in-shell roasted and salted because there's just something about cracking them open that just makes snack time even better. Oh, and let's not forget, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Pistachios are known for their protein power, their fiber, and better for you unsaturated fats for a combination that may help keep you feeling fuller longer. So whether you're snacking solo or sharing the love, get snacking and get cracking with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more.
Spring is springing. Many of us are getting back outside, enjoying the season, coming out of hibernation mode, and even traveling. Who says you cannot do these things while looking cute, feeling cozy, and doing so affordably? Having basics and quality pieces to wear and travel with should not be considered a luxury. This year, I am upgrading my wardrobe the way that I deserve with Quince's high-quality essentials, including their premium 100% European linen pants and their washable silk tops. Quince's items are sustainably and ethically made and still priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Trust me, I have checked, and you know I check everything. I always travel with a pair of their linen pants, their cotton cardigan. And also, I wear the 14 karat white gold bezel necklace every single day. For your next trip, treat yourself to the luxe upgrades you deserve from Quince. Go to quince.com/self-care for 365-day returns plus free shipping on your order. That's quince.com/self-care to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/self-care. Maybe $6,000-$8,000 possibly last year. And all of that is gone as well. Because again, you know, if that's your only income, and it's not like I was making hundreds of thousands of dollars on the podcast. I want to make that clear. I was making enough to pay my rent and to eat and all that thing. And I'm very thankful for that. And I was even able to save some money. But when things popped up, I would have to dip into like the little savings when, you know, just different things occurred or money didn't come through yet or just different things like that. And again, no excuses, no shame. I'm just laying it out for you to know kind of like where I am and what my situation is slash was. Now, getting back to the previous year, how I addressed the tax issue was, so first of all, I did my taxes online. I did my taxes online. And I want to say that you don't want to get to a place where you're like, okay, now I'm in a good position. Now let me address it. Okay. But I did my taxes online and I saw that I owed that money. And your girl's heart just wanted to fall out of my chest. Like, I got the bubble guts. I'm laughing now, but I was just like, oh my God. Oh my God. I have never owed money like that in my life. I'm the person that was always getting refunds. And I guess I got comfortable. I got comfortable and just thought that, you know, I just wasn't really using, honestly, good business sense. That's what it boils down to. Plus, I was struggling and just making ends meet. And I just was like, I'll figure it out. I'm not telling you to do this. I'm just letting you know these are the pitfalls, okay? Please don't necessarily follow in my footsteps, okay? So what you don't want to do is not address it because unfortunately, if you do, they're not going to forget. They're not going to forget. The tax most likely will compound and compound and compound. Not that it's not compounding now because it is, but I'm sure the penalties will just be worse if you don't just kind of like get ahead of it and make a plan to repay them this money. I hate paying taxes, y'all. I hate paying taxes, especially since I'm not in the 1%. I'm not even in the damn 10%. You know what I'm saying? Or the 20%. But yeah, here we are. So as soon as I saw that, I did panic for a second, but girl, real talk, probably above anything, you're going to have the courage to sit there and see what the situation is for what it is. That takes courage. And I have not always been one to have courage depending on the situation, okay? There are so many times that I've dealt with things and I wish that I could have been brave and I wasn't brave. And, you know, it's taken me a long time to even get to this place. So I was still scared. Don't get me wrong. Uh-oh, it's okay. I was still scared. Don't get me wrong. It's just a cut, mama. Sit down. Okay. Hold on, y'all. I have to cut this out. Cut this out. Kelly, sit down. Sit down, mama. Thank you. Why don't you lay down? Hey, lay down. Okay. All right. She's not listening. Move, Kelly. Move, Kelly. Y'all, Kelly, go sit down. Go sit down, mama. Go sit down. You just breathing all hard into the microphone. All right, Paul, thank you. Thank you. I should have made a video of this because you will not believe what this dog is doing right now. Thank you, mama. Okay, I'll hold your paw. So, yeah, I wish that I can go back in time and be braver about other situations, but you can't go back in time, girl. You really, really can't. All you can do, all I can do, all anyone can do is just move forward from the point that you are at. And what I don't want you to do, and this is just for life in general, not just necessarily your finances, but I don't want you to be like me if you can help it. I don't want you to wait until until you're brave enough, or until the, you know, until the situation works itself out, or until, you know, the stars aligned to where you're like, okay, now I can address it. Because sometimes, or a lot of times when you do that, the situation, it just doesn't go away. It just gets worse. And on top of that, not only is the situation getting worse, but that stress that you're holding inside, because in your mind, you're just continuing to build it up and build it up and build it up. I'm an expert on this, child. I can write a book on this, but that's just, it just keeps going up, up, up. And the stress just gets worse and worse and worse and worse until you finally address it. And sometimes I would do that and I would be so stressed out about things. I would finally address the issue and then it would be like, oh, that was nothing. That was so simple, you know? So I know that the person that wrote in said, you know, once she's good, she wants to address the situation because she's dealing with her own tax challenges. And doesn't know where to start, but once she's in a position to correct things, she'll get started. And my biggest advice, other than, you know, just, you know, having courage, even a 1% more than what you currently have, to look at the situation for what it is, write out a plan, pick up the phone and call someone, something to address whatever it is that you're dealing with. I don't want you to wait until things are perfect or things are good before you position yourself to correct things. Like I said, I've done that more times than I can count, and it has bit me in the ass pretty much every single time. You have to understand that my conditioning is such a way that I am an avoider. I'm an avoider, okay? I avoid, I hide from, I look away, I put my head under the covers, and I just hope that things just change or disappear, and that's just not happening. And it has taken me a long time to break through some of that conditioning that I received to get to this place where I can not only speak about it, but also move forward in a direction of taking action, making a plan, looking at things. I was someone who was afraid to look at her checking account, or her bank account, I should say, not checking, but you know what I mean. Afraid to look at my banking account, afraid to look at my credit card statements, afraid to open a mail, afraid to address things, afraid to be myself, afraid to step out on faith, afraid to just afraid of everything, literally afraid of everything. And I over-exaggerating probably just a little, obviously, but I'm just saying, so much fear in one little body. It's insane. Imagine holding on to fear for pretty much, for one reason or another, for pretty much your entire life. My childhood was rooted in fear. My young adulthood was rooted in fear. My middle age, yeah, I'm definitely middle age. My middle agehood rooted in fear. For one reason or another, the fear will take you out. The stress that it does on your body will take you out. And I said to myself, like, I do not want to live in fear anymore. And so that's why in 2025, I shared with you that I am taking steps to get out of this cycle. And I know that I can do it because I've made some progress in so many other areas of my life, so many other areas. But that money part, y'all, that money fear, those money blocks, that scarcity mindset, though I have shifted it for a lot of other things in my life, I'm talking specifically about that money part, which is definitely tied into my identity, who I believe myself to be, how I feel about myself, that kind of vibe. Yeah, definitely connected. I don't want to walk that fear out anymore in 2025, which is why I am just laying it all on the table and bringing you with me on this part of the journey. Why not, right? I've talked about pretty much everything else on this podcast. We can talk about money too. We can talk about struggle too. We can talk about money blocks too. We can talk about debt too. We can talk about like all those things. Absolutely. So that's what I'm doing, because I am no longer allowing fear or shame to stop me. I'm just not. I made a post on Threads, I believe, maybe like a month or two ago. And I said something along the lines of, you are looking at a woman who is completely changing her life. And damn it, I meant that with my chest, okay? I said it with my chest and I meant it, all right? So that is why I wanted to share this with you. So again, how did I resolve this? Like, what steps? There weren't too many steps in this case. I filed the taxes online, which took courage. It always takes courage for me to file taxes because I always feel like, oh, something's gonna, you know what I mean? Just that, but I don't know anyone that likes doing taxes. But I filed the taxes. I saw that freaking money amount that I owed. I damn near passed out from it and went into a little spiral for a minute, okay? Real talk. But then I looked at the situation for what it was. And said, I'm already dealing with other things. I'm already dealing with other things, right? Financial things, like credit card debt. I have one card that's in collections. Excuse me, I have two cards that are in collections right now. One that I've completely paid off, and one that is still open, and I'm actually using it very responsibly. But that's where I am right now because I was using my credit cards but basically I was using it to buy groceries, get gas, like those kind of things. I wasn't out there for the most part buying all this crazy stuff. I was just using it to fund my life. When you do those kind of things, you know, there's consequences. Sometimes I was good and I was able to avoid certain things. Sometimes it comes and it just gets you in the ass. It just gets you in the ass. I'm working through that too. I'm working through that right now as well. But yeah, the next thing I was going to say is like the steps that it took for me to get to this place was having the courage to look at the situation for what it is and to not allow your shame and guilt and past trauma to make the situation even worse. Don't let the situation get even worse. It does. You like right now, you do not have to be perfect to pick up the phone and call the IRS and say, hey, this is what's going on. Or call a financial expert. Okay. Call a financial expert, someone that can help you work through this. You don't have to wait. Don't allow the scariness of the situation to prevent you from taking steps now, even if they're super small, so that you can avoid things becoming even worse down the line. Take it from me, like I said, someone who has done this a million times and just the situation would just get worse and worse and worse because I was scared. I was scared to address the situation. The last thing that I did is once I saw that number and after I passed out and was brought revived back to life, okay, I Googled and it said that you can make plans to pay off the debt. And so based on the amount that you owe, you are allowed, like there's a certain minimum. Like I couldn't be like, okay, I'll repay you $15 for the next 40 years. Like they're not doing that. But the minimum amount for me based on what I owe is $170. So that's what I'm repaying right now. I know it's not the best solution because, again, keep in mind that that tax will continue to compound over and over again. But based on what I am doing, my goal is to have it paid off within 2 years, if not sooner, okay? If not sooner. So a part of my plan, y'all, and I'm just putting it out there, okay? A part of my plan is that I need to start offering things with Brown Girl Self-Care. I need to start generating income with Brown Girl Self-Care because if I'm not generating income, there really is no reason for me to be doing this. Honestly, because it's going to just continue to dig me into a hole. I'm going to allow myself to just go further and further into a hole. Okay. I was not thinking about Brown Girl Self-Care as a business because in my heart, I just want to talk, to share, to connect, to help you in your healing journey. But I realized that that's because I've been conditioned to overgive. I'm an overgiver. I'm a people pleaser or recovering people pleaser. I don't want to charge. I want to just give it because everyone should have it. Or is there a way I can make it cheap? Is there a way for me to, sis, like if this is you, I'm going to need you to stop. Right along with me. I'm going to need us to stop. Stop devaluing yourself. Stop putting yourself on the back burner because you cannot serve when you are living in a box on the street. I mean, you can technically, but you know what I mean, all right? You cannot serve when your needs, or it's hard to serve, damn near impossible to serve, to connect, to support, when your needs are not consistently being met. But in our mind, those of us that are recovering from childhood trauma and different things, in our mind, having our needs supported is bad. It's impossible. No one can do it because they didn't do it before. My needs were never addressed, so why would I think that would happen now? I've lived this way for such a long time or whatever, so why would anything change? You know what I'm saying? We have to get out of that mindset. This is how we're going to break cycles. This is how we're going to break cycles. We need to start valuing ourselves. So that's where I am right now in 2025. And I feel like the last few years of doing the podcast and my last few years of struggle and things like that have brought me obviously to where I am now. The difference is I've said this before, but I swear I'll just continue to like heal this and level up that and be a different person and all that jazz. And it's true. It's true. Because now, again, imperfectly, okay, I'm still on my healing journey, but I'm in a position now like this version of me is so different from the last version of Bree, for example, from 2023, 2022, whatever. I'm just not that version of me anymore. This version of me is ready to step to the forefront. She's ready to be seen. She's ready to value herself, and she's ready to allow her community to support her the way that she supports, the way that she shows up, right? Her mind was blown. I was talking to someone else, and she was like, how in the hell do you show up every single week? She was like, I just don't even know how that's possible, because she tried to start a podcast and she may have released one episode, I can't recall, but you know, she just wasn't able to, she just couldn't do it, you know? But I feel like this part of this journey, like this is my calling in part. That's one of the reasons why I'm able to do this. Not saying it's easy to do it every single week, but it's easier maybe for me versus someone who's calling, or the way they are to put their message out to the world may be different. Maybe she was an author, by the way. She's a writer and a speaker. So I can see why it may have been a little more challenging, because, you know, it's two different lanes, but still getting your message out there. But this version of me is ready to stop shitting on herself, basically. Okay. And like I said, it has taken me so many years to get here. And y'all, I still do shit on myself. I'm just saying. I still do. I still have doubts. I still have fears. I still have imposter syndrome. I still feel like why are people listening to me? I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. You're not good enough. Who are you to talk about stuff? Who are you to share your journey? Nobody cares. I still have those thoughts. Absolutely. Absolutely. Difference is, now that I'm on this leg of my journey, I can see it for what it is. I can address it. I can see what's coming up for me, and I can, you know, counter it. I can work through some things now. I still have fears, but the level of intensity is not the same. It's just not. And, you know, case in point, if you go to TikTok, you'll see that I'm actually showing up because I feel okay there. I don't feel like it's hard. So I'm showing up on TikTok and just documenting parts of my journey from California to moving to this land in Arkansas, all right? Because I'm ready to step forward. I'm ready to do more. And I'm ready to be paid one way or another, however the money's going to come to me. I'm not really, honestly, too concerned about that right now. I'm ready to do the things that will line me up to where my value, I'm compensated, I'm supported financially for the value that I put into the world. So that's what it is. So I feel like I just talked a whole bunch, but that's the story, y'all. I tried to keep it as concise as possible. Those are the steps that I took. Real talk. They were very simple. Your mileage may vary because I don't know what your situation is. I don't know, you know, what financial things you're struggling with right now. But that, real talk, was just my struggle or my journey. And I'll also say, I don't know what's going to happen this year for taxes because part of last year, it was pretty much the same thing. I know this. But again, keep in mind that when you are dealing with cycles and you've dealt with trauma and you don't know who you are, you don't have a sense of identity, you can't see your way out of a paper bag, you know what I'm saying? You are just stuck in certain areas of your life and you just continue to loop, right? So I'm not sure what's going to happen when I do these taxes, but I know that I will be okay. And I am creating a plan as we speak to get this all worked out, however long it takes. And a part of that is me honoring my worth, because I was dishonoring it for a long time, honoring my worth and putting things out to support you that will help me to also support me financially, okay? And on top of that, I'm also going to tell you that if you are so inspired, because ain't no shame in my game, right? And I've supported others this way countless times as well. But I'm just making it known that my Cash App is at Brown Girl Self Care. So if you are so inclined to buy me a coffee, buy me like whatever, feel free. Feel free, sis, okay? If this podcast has supported you in any way and you want to show up in that way, you're not obligated, but if you want to, absolutely. My Cash App, like I said, girl, is Brown Girl Self Care. Okay. Okay. So I have a lot of work to do, y'all. A lot of work. It is time to roll up my sleeves. Now that spring has sprungeth, I'm no longer in hibernation mode. I am slowly, you know, peeking my head up from out the cave and seeing the world around me, getting my bearings and making my plan. Cause I did not do, any type of resolution or planning in the wintertime. The wintertime is not a time for planning. It's a time for rest and just sitting down somewhere and just being as restored as you can possibly get, okay? At least that's what it was for me. I'm doing my best to follow the seasons because obviously there's wisdom there and I want to align with as much wisdom as I can, the rhythms of nature, okay? But now that we're in spring, spring is a time of energy, renewal, things of that nature. I'm ready to make that plan, okay? I'm ready to, I have an accountability partner now who I actually have to hit up on WhatsApp to outline what things I will be tackling in this coming week. Like, girl, see me in a couple of years, all right? See me in a couple of years. Catch me outside in a couple of years. How about that? Okay. All right, I'm being silly, but I'm so serial. I am so, so serial. So hopefully that answered your question. The biggest thing is, sis, I just want to implore you not to wait until you feel like now the stars have aligned, because I don't want you to end up in a hole much deeper than where you currently are. And I know, or I'm assuming, because at least for me, I know how it feels to feel like for every if you're in a hole, for every shovel full of dirt, you scoop out the hole, three more come back. Honey, I understand. I really, really do. I swear I do. But I think that if you just allow yourself to see where you are right now in the situation and think through, make a list of maybe 3 to 5 things you can do right now, this month, in the month of April, to just start to, you know, gear up to getting this taken care of, I think you'll be much better off. So just, I know it's scary, or I'm assuming, because I know it has been for me and it is still for me scary. But if we want to break these cycles, sis, We want to break these cycles. This one specifically financial that I'm talking about, but just cycles period. We're going to need to do some work. We're gonna need to allow ourselves to heal. And doing the work, like, that is a part of the healing. It really, really is, okay? All right, so hopefully that answered your question. If you have any other questions, like I said before, feel free to leave a comment or question on Spotify if that's where you're listening, or you can email me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, that's connect, C-O-N-N-E-C-T, @browngirlselfcare.com. So that is it for this week's episode of the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Have a blessed week, and I will see you next Monday.
Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker?
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%, vans down 1.7%.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, we gonna...
I don't know. Could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.